Radio. Now I'm joined in the studio by Steve Sampson and Emma. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning there.
Right, now, we're going to talk about Reminiscence Day at Chertsey Museum. So, Steve, you're from the Surrey Library Services, and Emma, you're curator at Chertsey Museum.
Indeed.
Yes, I've got that right. Good, good, good. So, well, do tell me about Reminiscence Day, which I believe is next Tuesday.
Yeah, we Surrey County Council Community Connections has got together with doing a whole range of events, and we did one last May, was it? Yes, around that time. And we had an awareness day of our reminiscence collection, because we have this huge collection of items we keep in storage at Red Hill. And they're for carers and care homes, anyone that organises that has someone that they deal with memory impairment. And this collection is massive. It's got DVDs like Hancock's Half Hour, Royal Weddings, and a whole range of stuff that people can become reminiscence borrowers free of charge. And access the collection from their local library and borrow them free of charge. And we're doing all these events to promote it.
Yep, so Steve approached us, asked us whether we would like to do something with him. And it fits in very well with Runnymede Borough Council's Living and Ageing Well Week, which is the same week. And at Chertsey Museum, we have a reminiscence service, so boxes of objects, original objects that we loan out to care homes and other similar organisations, because it's really a brilliant way of engaging with people with dementia, with making sure they don't feel quite so alone, getting them to talk to other people, especially if they're in care homes, bring them out of themselves. It's amazing how putting an original 3D object in front of them will spark those memories, get them engaged, get them discussing, and making them feel that they're not just about their dementia. There's more to them than just that.
I did have a check on the internet. It says reminiscence boxes, they are themed. So there is a travel theme, there's a going out school days theme, a toys and games theme. And people borrow these boxes to...
Yeah, they do. The care home coordinators come and borrow them from us. And they, we can train them up on how to use them. And they then take them back to their clients and have a go. They've got CDs in there so they can have a sing-along as well. So reminiscence, whether it be with 3D objects or with some of the packs that Surrey Libraries have, so it's a really good way of engaging with people. So not, I mean, our boxes particularly are for care homes to use and others who are providing activities for those with dementia, whereas the Surrey Libraries lot can be borrowed by individuals as well. And it is an amazing way to connect to somebody who you may feel you're not able to connect with quite in the same way as you could beforehand. And it will bring them out of themselves, hopefully enliven them, get them discussing things, and great way to learn about your family past as well, if you've got a family member with dementia, and then you can encourage them to talk about their childhood or when they went to school, going out. Fantastic way to connect.
Right. Now, for Chertsey Museum, it's free for people to bring a group to do this kind of thing at Chertsey Museum, isn't it?
It is, yes. And we also run other dementia services. We have a dementia cafe once a month for people to come along to as well.
Johnny, good. And the museum is fully accessible and all that kind of thing, I suppose, isn't it?
It is, yes. So the day itself, we will have a chance to... We've got various organisations coming with us on for the Dementia Day. So people who are carers will be able to talk to people from carer support groups, from British Red Cross, from various organisations that might be able to help them. So we're sort of like a one-stop shop, so they can come and learn about Surrey Libraries and the things they have to offer. Also they can learn about the museum, and of course there is a chance to have a guided tour of the museum with yours truly, if they so wish. But it really is a way of bringing them together, stopping people from feeling overwhelmed and isolated, and showing them that there's help and support out there, and just sort of signposting them to the right places.
Great. So your two organisations are working together on this to make Reminiscence Day work. So on the Surrey Library side, Steve, what sort of things are there?
Well, we'll certainly be in attendance there. There'll be a chance to fill out a form, and we'll give you a card on the day, and then I can return to the office and obviously put in your details as well. And literally overnight, you'll have the chance to then go online, look at the Reminiscence collection, because it is on the Surrey County Council website. Just go to surreycc.gov.uk/libraries and type Reminiscence collection, and you can have a huge collection. You can have a look at all the items that we have in the collection as well. And then if you want to borrow any of them, just head over to your local library. We have 52 libraries altogether, and use your card, and some of the staff will be able to order items for you free of charge, and they are then delivered to the library then as well.
Now, if people want to know more about this Reminiscence Day next Tuesday, should they look online or someone to phone or what?
Yes, there's two ways. Actually, Emma is booking the tickets as we speak. You can give Chertsey Museum a ring on 01932 565 764, or there is an email address as well, which is education@chertseymuseum.org.uk, and we can allocate you a free ticket. The day doesn't cost a thing, it's totally free of charge.
And it's for people suffering from dementia, and it's for the carers.
We also welcome care homes. We had some care homes come to the last one, didn't we, as well? So they're more than welcome to come as well, anyone that wants to book a space.
And lunch is provided too.
And it's very good.
Ooh.
Can't recommend it enough.
Fantastic. So that's next Tuesday, Reminiscence Day at Chertsey Museum. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brooklyn's Radio.